Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening to all of you. This is Bernard Johnson, and welcome to the Blog Talk. Oh, God is so great, so good, so wonderful. And we do praise Him and give Him all the glory and all the adoration. My. What a wonderful privilege it is to go to God and to give Him praise for what He's done for us. This is a time that we, on this program here, when we try to thank God at least 1,000 times, and many times more than 1,000. And with all the people that we have worldwide coming to us, each night, with the people from Brazil and Africa and India and England and Russia and all over the world, we give God at least, let's say, over 2 billion praises, 2 billion praises. He deserves it. This is a new awakening. We have moved away now from the give me approach to God. Just, Lord, I need this, I need that. Give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. And now we're on the thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what the new awakening is, the thank you, thank you, thank you approach to God. We're thanking our way to a miracle. We're giving Him the glory, all the praise, all the honor. Oh, my God. And doing this, or in this new awakening, we're challenging people to thank God at least 1,000 times in their own church, in their own home, and to lead the way. Who will lead the way in Kentucky? Who will lead the way in North Chicago? Who will lead the way in Memphis, Tennessee? Who will lead the way in Nevada? And I could keep on naming, but I'm trying to give you the vision that God put you there to lead the way to give Him 1,000 thank yous. People are thanking God everywhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Whenever you hear people going, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, you know that this blog line has touched them. Amen. Someone passed a person in the mall some time ago, and when they passed them in the mall, they were going, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. It meant that this blog line and perhaps First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line had touched their lives. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I want to just say, please allow me to say this. Thank you in the Greek is Eucharisteo, and it means to be grateful. Not just saying thank you as repetition or repetitious rhetoric, but it means being grateful from your heart when you say thank you. It means being appreciative. And being appreciative means feeling indebted, that you want to be a blessing to somebody who has been a blessing to you. Someone does something wonderful for you, you cannot be selfish. You want to appreciate them. You want to appreciate them. And you want to do something wonderful for them because you're appreciative. You feel you want to be a blessing to them too. I pity folks who just won't be blessed all the time, everybody blessing them, and they can't get, they don't want to bless anybody, you know. That's a selfish person. For example, Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross for us. And now we should appreciate Him so much that we are indebted to Jesus, so much that we want to do something wonderful for Him. We want to praise Him. We want to win someone to Christ. We want to thank Him 1,000 times a day. That's what this is about, this new awakening. It's being indebted to Jesus. It's being appreciative for what He's done all these eras, not just decades, but eras and centuries. See, for centuries and eras, the Lord hasn't got the proper praise. People would say thank you, but, you know, they really didn't give Him the props for what He's really done for them. Yeah, if you thanked Him all day long, you couldn't thank Him enough for what He's done because, see, your heart beat all day long. And every time your heart beats, you still owe the Lord a praise. Yeah. It would never be enough to pay Him back for what He's done for you and for me. See, that statement, when you want to praise him and give him a thousand thank yous, that statement and that action shows that you're indebted to him. And thank you is a way to express gratitude. That's why the seraphims are up in heaven, flying all around the throne, praising God. Lord, praise you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, the seraphims, those angels. And they're expressing gratitude to our God and Jesus, who is at the right hand of the Father, for what he's done. That's why the four beasts are around the throne saying, holy, 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 day and night. See, that's a way to express gratitude to God for being holy. And although they continuously say, holy, 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 it is not considered just vain repetition, because they have a purpose, and that is to continuously bring praise to God for being holy. See, our thank yous have a purpose. We continuously show that we feel indebted by thanking the Lord, and that we want to express our gratitude to God for all he has done for us. Our thanks and our thank yous also continuously remind God that we are grateful, that we're thankful for everything that he's done, and it's doing the right thing, because he blessed us so much. Don't allow the enemy to tell you that the thank yous that you're giving to God are meaningless. Don't allow them. That's the enemy telling you that. You see, the enemy is a jealous fiend of God. Listen, that's what happened up in heaven. When the Bible tells us in the history of Satan that he was up in heaven. And why did he try to take over heaven? You know that he tried to do that. He didn't want the praise. He didn't want folks thanking God like that. He didn't want the praise to go up to God like that. It made him jealous. He felt like he should have been receiving the praise. So it's always been about the praise, y'all. Got kicked out of heaven, came down here. He was trying to stop the praise up in heaven. What do you think he's trying to do down here? He's trying to stop the praise down here. He's jealous of God. He's not getting the praise himself, so he doesn't want God to have it. What are you going to do about it? Don't stop the praise. Yeah, don't stop your praise. Yeah, you thank him for a while, and the enemy said, that's enough, that's enough. Well, why do you think he's saying that? It's not God saying, that's enough, that's enough. No. He's not going to be saying that. He inhabits the praise of his people. So he's not telling you, oh, that's enough, that's enough. That's the enemy trying to tell you, stop it, stop it, stop it. I can't stand it no more. Stop it, I can't take it. See, that's the devil telling you. He doesn't want to say it in that way, because you would keep on praising God if you really heard him, really his intimate, the sentiments of his heart. But he's trying to stop you from praising God, because he's always, since heaven, tried to stop the praise. You got to open your eyes. Open your eyes. Don't be so naive. Open your eyes. Be able to see what the enemy is trying to do here. So in just a moment, we're going to start praising God like that, give him a thousand thank yous. But what I want to do is always ask you if you would make your heart's desires known unto him. In other words, you can make a request to him. We believe ask and it shall be given, yes. But after you make a request, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to go into the praise. Amen. And when you praise him from your heart, believe him. That's what faith is, thanking him before you get a report. Okay? I'm going to give you about 15, 20 seconds. Make your request known unto him, and I'll be right back. God bless you. This music is for you. Go ahead. All right, God bless you. I hope you had the opportunity to make your request known unto the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for hearing every one of these requests in the name of Jesus. God, we offer up to you all of them. And we ask that you remember every one of these precious people, precious, making this request, God. Grant the request in Jesus' name. Bountifully help, bountifully bless, bountifully make a way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we appreciate everything that you're going to do and have done. And give you praise and thanks. God, this is for the things that you're going to do. We believe you. We believe your word. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everyone who has your line open, you're welcome to thank us. Thank the Lord with us. Amen. We invite you to thank him with us. Lord,
Thank you, Lord. 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 worthy, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Make way out of no way, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
You still will
thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Even
though
I'm
hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
And I know we did it one night, and God said do it another night, and every night. There is a purpose why he has us doing this. Don't think it's frivolous. It is for a reason. And it shall be revealed not only to me, but to many of you will see the reason. God does things on purpose. God bless you. Amen. And it's a wonderful thing to give God 1,000 thank yous. It does position you to receive a miracle. And you shall receive miracles in your life like you've never seen in 2015. We love you and we thank God for you. Don't want to hold you any longer, but just want to appreciate you. Appreciate your presence. And for those who have been long to open, and you helped us thank the Lord 1,000 times, collectively you helped us get over 2 billion praises a night. That's actual figures, over 2 billion. I think the actual figures are around 10 billion praises a night. But for those who don't have the faith to believe that, I just take it way down to 2 billion. Hopefully you can believe that. Because we got over 90 million listeners. If all 90 million listeners took time to praise God 1,000 times, that would mean we'd be giving God over 90 billion praises a night. But I just keep it low so y'all can believe that God is doing this thing. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. And may something beautiful happen to you between tonight and tomorrow night. We love you. We appreciate every one of you. And we give God praise for you. I got a song. Hopefully I can get it for you tonight. I got a feeling that everything will be all right because you need that. It's going to be all right. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Father, as I give the final blessing, I pray that you bless these folks in the city and bless them in the field, bless them going out and coming in. Lord God, bless their family, bless their home. That person who's moving around on the phone, God, bless them in their eyes. That they're not, that they're being heard by anybody, helping them be still. God, bless your people on Israel. give joy, peace, and love. And I'm praying that you help them. In the name of Jesus. Take the shuck tree up in the sky and send financial blessings. In the name of Jesus. And we'll give you the glory and the honor for it. And the praise shall be thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Amen, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. And may something beautiful happen to you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Thank God. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, man. Thank you.